earthenware or enamel containers. To make the drink, boiled water is poured over sorrel, grated ginger, cloves, and pimento. After at least 4 hours, it is sweetened with sugar and flavors with rum or wine. Sorrel is served on ice. Eggnog. Served warm, eggnog is a popular feature of breakfast and Christmas Day in many homes. The sweetened, dairy-based beverage is made with whipped eggs, milk, cream, and sugar, and flavored with vanilla. For adults, rum or brandy is often added. Usually, eggnog is garnished with a little ground cinnamon or nutmeg. Christmas fruitcake. A must-have for Christmas is fruitcake. Many persons start soaking the fruits, prunes, cherries, raisins, and currants months in advance. In most families, baking Christmas cakes or puddings is a whole day family activity. Young children are tasked with washing mixing bowls or preparing baking utensils lined with grease paper, while the older men cream the butter and sugar for the batter. Many Jamaicans give cakes as gifts or exchange them with neighbors. Christmas Day dinners. Christmas is a time of sharing. Family and friends from near and far usually gather to share special Christmas meals. Although menus vary from family to family, many tables are laden with unglazed ham with pineapples, curried goat, roasted beef, stewed pork, fried fish, and chicken dishes, accompanied by fresh salads and gungo peas and rice. Boxing Day. Boxing Day, which follows Christmas Day, got its name from the tradition of tradesmen receiving gifts in boxes from their employers for a year's work well done. Boxing Day is linked also to an older English tradition in which servants who had to keep working in their master's household throughout Christmas Day would be allowed to visit their families on the day after Christmas. The mistress of the house would give each servant a box with leftovers from the household's Christmas dinner and items of clothing from the annual pruning of the household wardrobes. The workers, therefore, always looked forward to Boxing Day, since this was when they would take home that box of gifts. Today, Boxing Day is better known as a bank or public holiday observed within the Commonwealth of Nations. In some families, Boxing Day is used to celebrate and visit with other relatives and friends, since Christmas Day often is reserved for closest family. The New Year. A new year offers the opportunity to reflect and plan, and Jamaican folk customs suggest that there may be serious seeing into the future on the dawning of the new year. One custom is to fill a glass with soap suds on New Year's morning and place it outside the door at noon, when the shape of its contents would dictate the destiny of the one who filled it. However far-fetched this folklore might seem to the skeptics among us, everyone invariably admits that Jamaica's Christmas is among the most spiritually colorful and soulfully enjoyable of all events. Thank you for joining me again, guys. I really do hope you enjoyed this video. If so, please remember to subscribe to Elite Jamaica by clicking the red subscribe button. And remember to turn on notifications by clicking that bell icon so you never miss any of my updates.
about you. Now I really hate complaining, but then it seems my life need explaining. They tell me I'm a child of circumstance.
When you guys are.
Our first meeting, MJ and I talked about the band. Needed great musicians to play Michael's music. But what was most important to me was to have a family atmosphere.
Go with it! Go with it!
I think it's one of the best bands that Michael's ever had.
Each individual has a goal of wanting to do the best and play the best that they can.
Huge fan. I've got the best seats in the house, basically.
I tell everybody, on this show, you hit your head on the ceiling. There is nothing higher, nothing greater. You can't go no higher. You can wind up with a flat head.
Meeting MJ and I talked about the band. I said, okay, so you're a dancer. The drummer is the most important thing for the dancer. So he chose his drummer, who was Jonathan Moffitt, Colin Foote. He's been with him a long time. He told me, when Foote plays, I feel like dancing. I said, that's your drummer.
Stage name is Sugarfoot, and Michael calls me Foot for 30 years. He just said, Foot. I really started playing drums at 6. By the time I turned 10 years old, I was playing with my brother's band in nightclubs in New Orleans. I played with a fast bass drum technique, and leader of the band said, he's got a sweet foot, real sweet foot. I know we'll call him Sugarfoot. And I hated it. Later on, band members from another band came out to California and had me on a tape and met Jermaine Jackson. And Jermaine asked, who's that on drums? And he said, Sugarfoot. So it preceded me out here. And then I wound up being with him, his brothers. Most of it was intuitive. I feel what they want. I feel what Michael would do. And I could hit accents with his dance moves, and he loved that. And he said, nobody's ever hit kind of accents. How did you know I was going to do that spin? How did you know I was going to stop? How did you know I was going to throw my arm up and you hit an accent? How are you like you reading my mind? Because I really could feel what he was doing. We had a chemistry that was just magic. You know, it's beyond just physical world. And it was just a connection we had. That's why he always wanted me with him.
I have have my go-to guys that I know can get it done in an instant. Sherry Johnson, one of my dearest friends, great percussionist. He was an easy call.
I never really thought that I was going to be Michael Jackson's first percussionist ever, but I did feel that eventually I was going to work with Michael Jackson. It's really amazing and inspiring to work with him, to watch him work, and the experience playing with the rest of the guys in the band is really special. Each person here is so specialized at what they do, and they bring with them a long history of experiences and expertise to their specific instrument. It's just a great group to be a part of.
Alex Al, bassist. There's nobody, in my opinion, that's better. Great bassist, and he plays keyboard bass equally.
From Detroit, Michigan, Motown. So my dad played trumpet in the orchestra. My mom sang and played in church. And my brothers were both rock musicians and jazz musicians. So kind of came up in a musical family. I didn't really have a choice. It was like, what instrument am I going to play so I can be in the band so I can save the money? So I ended up playing several different instruments before I started playing bass. And bass was a blessing because it really just allowed me to express myself the way I needed to. One of my biggest influences is the great Motown bass player, James Jamerson. So, you know, when I was younger, I love a lot of bass players, from Jaco Pastorius to Stanley Clarke. But the older I get and more seasoned of a player, I realize that James Jamerson really said it all. Michael's a perfectionist. I know from working with him over this last decade that he knows the way the hand claps are supposed to sound, he knows the rhythm on the hi-hat from the drum chair, he knows when the bass keyboard sound is right or it's the right guitar sound. So it's a challenge. There's no resting on the gig.
I actually found Orianthe, our guitarist. She's from Australia, and I actually found her on MySpace. Michael said, I need a guitarist who can play, and she can really shred and play and look great. And so I put the feelers out, and my friends came back with Ori like 5-6 times. So I found her on MySpace, wrote her a note. I'm Michael Bearden, Michael Jackson's musical director. This is the truth. This is not a lie.
Getting that email was just so surreal, and so I went in and played for Mike Bearden and then MJ that night, and it was just, it was insane. When he came in, he walked through the door and they cranked up the Beat It solo, and he said, can you play that solo whilst walking with me? And I said, totally. I didn't know if I could, but I was like, totally. I started playing guitar when I was 6. My dad's a guitar player, so guitars all around the house. And I just picked one up one day and haven't put it down. I was obsessed by it and just listened to a lot of records and just tried to learn all the solos. Yeah, I just love it. Black or White was a lot of fun. I thought it was so crazy. I'm a huge MJ fan. I think we all were. And so when he would walk in the room, we'd all get so excited. You'd watch him come in front of us and start singing and dancing and being in his band and being accepted and working with him. It's made me believe in myself more.
The one guy that we got to replace the great David Williams, his name is Tommy Orton, great guitarist. Tommy probably was the last guy to come in, and he just, sound was there, his look was there, his spirit was there, he fit my family mold. He was the one.
I think I was like 4 or 5 years old. My father played guitar, and unfortunately he died in a car accident. And one day, I looked in the corner and I saw his guitar and his amp sitting there. And so I just picked the guitar up and I started playing notes in the key of the song that was on the radio. And my mother came in the living room and said, man, that sounds good. And ever since then, it's nothing like having your own mother telling you that you sound good. So it influenced me to keep going. Played the solo to Heartbreak Hotel, and my wife said, you know, that's when I first started believing in you, when you played that solo to Heartbreak Hotel. and we are still together this day. And that's 30 years later.
Just jamming out, me and Tommy, learning some of the funky rhythms and sort of R&B stuff was just new to me, so I learned so much.
Everybody was just so humble. It was like, I used to tell Michael Bearden, we are meant to be together. Can't ask for no more. I can't say it too much.
There's only a few guys that I really like to play with keyboard-wise. And I said, let me call Morris. And I told him, well, look, I have this opportunity. I can just bring you in. You just got to come in and really kill it, though. You have to kick it. He said, yeah, what is that? This is Michael Jackson. He says, I'll be on the next flight.
I've known just about everybody in the band from other gigs that I've done over, you know, my career. To have them all in the same band is incredible. You know, it's a dream band. Michael Bearden does a great job, so everybody really finds their role. You know, we're very comfortable with each other. We lead each other, give each other space to do what we are, you know, good at doing.
Right there. The second half of that, more dynamic horns to end this thing on. There's a thing that goes, it's like a piano in a pen.
I started playing piano when I was 5 and just graduated to what I call street university. I learned a lot of things in the street with different artists. I'm from the south side of Chicago, born and raised in Gary, Indiana, where they're from, the Jackson 5. It's not too far from where I grew up. So I would see them perform in a lot of places in Chicago before they really hit it really, really big. And I mentioned that to MJ one day, and he just smiled. We had a good time talking about that.
Bam, that's what everybody's got to go crazy.
And then Michael,
Michael's music is so popular. And for musicians, you think it's simple until you start to play it, and you can really feel and see the complexity of it. That is the brilliance of Michael Jackson, making something complex feel simple.
I mean, we learned like 20 songs, maybe 22, 23 songs, in a matter of about a week and a half. Within 2 to 3 weeks, those songs were completely tight, so we've taken to the music like a fish to water.
Michael Bearden pulled the band together in such a short span of time and have it this tight and this choreographed musically, I think it's really great, and a testament to his talent.
We're working on the dance machine. Can you feel it? MJ's all over that. We're just trying to figure out how to use it.
The band is just a great group to be a part of, and then it's such a treat to play with them.
We've kind of become this little family because we've been seeing each other now for, you know, months at a time.
We had so many great moments and so many memories that, you know, will just be with me forever.
You get all that energy and that synergy together, and it just explodes. I think Michael was very happy with the band.
Felt really great that the greatest entertainer that ever lived wanted me around, or felt that he needed me around. It was very rewarding and gratifying, you know.
It's a beautiful feeling, you know. Greatest feeling in the world for me. And I've been doing this for a long time, you know. This one did it for me.
You know, a lot of people are asking, excuse me, where are the new comedians coming from? Well, I don't know, but here's one who just came from his dressing room. And he is one very funny man. Mr. Flip Wilson.
Everyone has idols, right? People who inspire them and drive them on to new horizons. My idol, of all the giants of American history, my idol is Christopher Columbus. And it's not because he was Italian. I just like Columbus. I think that was a tremendous thing Columbus did, discovering America. I mean, when he was a kid, he had a big problem. Like, his parents would leave him there in the yard to play. And the neighbors would come by, they'd lean over the fence, they'd tease him. They'd say things like, Christopher Columbus, what are you gonna do when you grow up? And he'd say, I'm gonna discover America. I told him, you better cut that out. You know there isn't any America. You know the world is square. Chris would say, they sure are. 35, when he'd gotten out of grammar school, he arranged an audience with the Queen Isabel. Isabel Johnson. That's the queen's name. Don't she ask him about this America project? And Chris tells him, if I don't discover America, there won't be a Benjamin Franklin or a Star Spangled Banner, the land of the free and the home of the brave, and no Ray Charles. When the queen heard no Ray Charles, she panicked. The queen said,
Ray Charles! You gonna burn Ray Charles? Is he in America?
Chris says, sure, that's where all those records come from. Before the queen's running through the halls of the castle screaming,
Chris gonna find Ray Charles, honey. He gone to America on that boat. What you said? Chris McGlove gonna find Ray Charles.
She wrote him out a traveler's check. Chris ran the local Army Navy store. He bought 3 used ships, 2 pair of fatigues, some shades. Then he got his other supplies. He got 3 chicken sandwiches, 2 cans of Vienna sausage, 5 cases of scotch, and a small soda. He's ready to leave. The photographers and reporters are at the pier to see him off. All the girls are there. They're all excited and screaming,
goodbye, Columbus. He gone on that boat, honey. He gone to America.
Isabel was there, and she'd had a few. Isabel saying,
Chris gonna find Ray Charles.
Chris said, knock it off, Isabel. Will you be cool? Then he turned to the first mate. He said, weigh anchor. About 10 minutes later, the guy said, 7,482 pounds. He said, put the anchor in the boat. Okay? Put it in the boat. You guys don't even know how to weigh the anchor. He had gotten out of the harbor, the first mate asked, Chris, which way is America? Chris said, I don't know. He said, we're going to have to sail around or we bump into it. He said, we better go this way. If we go that way, we'll sail off the edge like them other guys. 100 days later, the men are ready to mutiny. Chris has been goofing. He's been going through a bit like, back up! Make a right! Watch out for the edge! First mate says, come here, Chris. Chris, the men are ready to mutiny. Cabin boy said, if you don't find America in 2 days, he's gonna give you a shot in the mouth. Right then, a piece of wood floats by the ship. Chris said, there's a piece of wood. So we're not far from America. That's American wood. See, I know American wood when I see it. First mate said, why don't you cut that out? That's a piece of the ship they're breaking up. Right then, the guy in the mast shells, land ho! Chris said, what does that mean? So that means he sees land. Chris said, well, pull over. So that's America. You guys are gonna pass right by. You don't even know America when you see it. Said, that is America. He said, look at all those spacious skies. Those amber waves of green. Dig that purple mountain's majesty. I bet there's fruit out there on the plain. Big holiday in America that day. Big holiday called Not Having Been Discovered Yet Day. All the Indians on the beach, they're celebrating. They got sandwiches, 6 packs, 3 or 4 bags of whatever it is they're putting in the pipe. Chris leans over the side of the ship. He says, hey, y'all! Fine little Indian broad standing on the beach said,
why? What's your name? Why you want to come around here and have ships?
I said, my name's Christopher Columbus. I'm out discovering. So I'm going to discover America. I'm going to discover y'all. Little Indian broad said,
we don't want to be discovered. You can't discover nobody if they don't want to be discovered. You better discover yourself away from here.
First mate said, Chris, they're hostile. Chris said, yeah, and they're mad, too. He said, but we're going in there anyway. That's America. They can't keep us out of there. Let down the longboat. And they let down the longboat. And they're heading into the shore. And the Indians are throwing rocks and spears and flaming arrows. And they're yelling a lot of things about Chris's mother. First mate said, Chris, we better not go in there. Those Indians are crazy. Chris said, turn the boat around. We'll leave. We'll make a map and give it to the pilgrims. Pilgrims will fix them. As they turn the sail away, the little Indian girl says,
goodbye, Columbus, you devil, you.
That's Mr. Cliff Wilson.
You devil, you.
I just want you to know.
changing.
The selection this morning includes Harry Belafonte, Judy Mowat, R.Z. Jackson, Peter Tosh, I. Wayne, the National Library of Jamaica, Bonnie Wheeler, Carl Douglas, Orisha, the Elite Jamaica Channel, Third World, The Dean Martin Show featuring Flip Wilson, and George Harrison. The 6-day forecast starting today, the 1st of December, a mix of sun and clouds, 1 degree. On Thursday, mixed precipitation, 5 degrees. Friday, mainly sunny, minus 3 degrees. Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, minus 6 degrees. Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, minus 5 degrees. Monday, snow, minus 1 degree.
Blessed love, crowd of people, and blessed love, Don Specialist. This is Kaya Kindu on the Full Circle Show. CKUT 90.3 FM, yo. Hope you all enjoy my selections this morning. Aight.
Run, come, call we. You run, come, call me. But make sure whenever I done work, I can get my pay. Hey, hey. About you run, come, call me. Make sure you can pay me. About you run, come, call me. Make sure you can pay me. Promoter and him friend them a laugh. Make sure it ain't a saw get him ass. Better
Clive Bright, aka Tenasaur, was born on the 2nd of December 1966 in Kingston, Jamaica. As a youngster, he sang in the local church choir and had dreams of being a performer and recording artist. When he was 18 years old, he began approaching the many producers in Kingston. At first, he couldn't convince any of them to record him. Eventually, he met George Fang, a former party operative for Michael Manley's PNP turned record producer. He decided to give him a chance. He recorded and released his debut single, Roll Call, on George Fang's powerhouse label. Much to the surprise of his mother, who had no idea he was even pursuing a music career.
Sometime after, I understand, somebody come and said to me that, Miss Cherry, you don't hear Clive have a song on the radio singing. I say, I laugh and I say, where you get that from? And the person say, yes, we hear Clive was singing and this song was Roll Call, when the roll is called up yonder. And then it was like a day after I hear the song myself on the radio, and I couldn't believe it. You know, I begin to laugh in my heart and say, what? You mean to tell me this was his plan? I did not know.
Tenasaur's first release on George Fang's label sold well, but he still decided to move on. He eventually came to the attention of singer, producer and sound system owner, Sugar Minor.
See, I look a youth sit on a stone and say, boy, somebody sent him here that I was promoting youth and music, and he had some music, you know? Well, his style was a nice style, his voice sound very unique to me, so I thought that he had a big chance, you know, being a big star.
Sugar Minot was already a big name in Jamaica, having recently reached number 4 in the UK charts with Good Thing Going, a cover of a Michael Jackson B-side from 1972. At first, Tenasaur mostly sang on Sugar Minot's Ute Man promotion sound system, but that was soon to change. Sugar Minot was with Tenasaur at King Jammy's studio recording a dub plate when they heard the rhythm Jammy was working on, the now legendary Sleng Ting. After recording a few versions on the rhythm himself, Sugar Minot asked Tenasaur if he had any ideas for the instrumental. Tenasaur recorded Pumpkin Belly over the rhythm track, but it wasn't released straight away. Instead, it was treated like a dub plate and only played out on the sound systems. The response was so good every time they played it, the King Jammy eventually released it. Tenasaur's biggest and most enduring song was also inspired by the sound system business. Ute Man Promotions was taking part in a four-way clash with three other sounds, including King Jammy's, and they weren't doing so great. So Tenasaur took matters into his own hands.
Well, there was a four-sound clash in Jamaica, right? With Youth Promotion, Jammy's, and Arrows International, and Black Scorpio. At that time, I was singing on the sound system. Youth Promotion was my sound, defending Youth Promotion in the competition, right? So through the competition, the other three sounds, they must get enough people to cheer for them, and yeah, and is that not them never start here for Youth Promotion yet? So I said, all right. I said, we can't make them three sound and come get out our sound and win the competition. We have to win, so we just go backstage now and start thinking up a quick idea and start thinking up. So I said, all right. Four big sound in a one big lawn. Promotion a play, the other three keep calm. Four big sound in a one big lawn. Youth Promotion a play, the other three keep calm. So ring the alarm. I said, all right. I'm gonna go on stage. I'm gonna find the rest on stage. And watch this old man a tremble. Watch this old man a pray. You know? and me sing it, and from sing it promotion, the crowd will start cheer for you to promotion, and yeah, you promotion end up to be the winner, yes, in the contest, right? I'm going to go home that night and get a pen and paper and just write the song the same night.
Ring the Alarm was released as a single soon after, and an album, produced by Sugar Minot, followed. The success of his records brought him money and fame, but he never forgot what it was like to go without.
Whenever he comes in, you tell like a crowd out the gate there. All the men them from over the year, them hear that him was here. You could see them coming in sometime and can't get no sleep. And he would take him last cent out of his pocket to give to everyone. Sometime I have to say to him, Clive, no matter what you have, you know, and you do it like this, you go and finish. You can't give to everybody. He said, Mommy, why, Mommy? We know what was suffering, you know, and these people need and want. And God help you and you have something. You have to give to them.
The popularity of Ring the Alarm led to a number of overseas gigs in Europe, Japan and all across America. After touring the USA for a while, Tennyson decided to relocate to the United States. He recorded a number of songs there and toured with Freddie McGregor. Rumours began circulating that Tennyson was excessively using cocaine and his mental state was deteriorating. Nevertheless, early in 1988, he was signed to Dr. Dre's Ras Records and preparations began for him to record an album. Respected backing band The Roots Radics were booked for the sessions at Lion and Fox Studios in Washington, D.C. They had famously played on classics like Gregory Isaacs' Night Nurse and Wadudem by Ikemas. The band included guitarist Dwight Pinkney, who also played on Zap Pow's This Is Reggae Music, and keyboard player Wycliffe Johnson, better known as Steely. The band laid down a number of backing tracks, but when it came time for Tennyson to record his vocals, he was nowhere to be found. Eventually, the tracks were voiced by Yellowman and released on his album Yellowman Rides Again. In August 1988, Tennyson was found dead by the side of a road in Houston, Texas, a few days after performing a gig there. Both his legs were broken and he had suffered severe head injuries, but the official cause of death on the autopsy was bronchial pneumonia, which meant he likely spent many hours, maybe days, by the roadside before dying. The police ruled the death a hit and run and didn't investigate any further. Many people, to this day, do not accept that ruling and insist there was foul play involved. Some think it was the result of a disagreement with promoters. Others believe Tennyson had gotten mixed up with gangs and drug dealers who were responsible for his death. There's even a few people who blamed another Jamaican reggae artist for the killing, Supercat. That remained just a rumour until July 2019 at a party in Brooklyn. An apparently drunken Supercat got into an argument with Yami Bolo. The video quickly spread around the worldwide reggae community and reignited the rumours of Supercat's involvement. Supercat was never investigated at the time. Instead, Tennyson's friend Glenn Holness, better known as rising reggae star Nitty Gritty, was suspected. Oddly, Jamaican newspaper The Gleaner reported in October 1988 that Tennyson had been shot in New York after an argument. That report proved to be a little prophetic. 3 years later, in June 1991, Nitty Gritty was shot and killed outside a record store in New York. It's rumoured that Nitty Gritty accused Supercat of killing Tennyson, and the altercation ended with Nitty Gritty being killed. NYPD initially arrested and charged Supercat, a licensed gun owner, but he was later cleared on the grounds of self-defence, as witnesses said Nitty Gritty had attempted to shoot first. Despite a career lasting less than 5 years, Tennyson managed to establish himself as one of the most unique and influential reggae artists of all time. His songs have been re-released, remixed, and even reworked, like this 1992 version of Ring the Alarm by Brooklyn-based hip-hop group Fushnikins.
Fushnikins with Ring the Alarm! Make some noise!
Ring the Alarm is a bona fide reggae classic, a Sound Clash anthem that will tear up any dance, even now. The lyrics also echo the tragedy of a life taken too soon.
Goodbye, all my friends. I love you all to my heart and soul.
In 19, and your voice is really strong, because I expected somebody older, I expected somebody around about 30.
Yeah, everybody was summer first, the man said that. So my voice older than me, my voice bigger than me, but you know, I just have a mature tone, you know what I mean?
Did you have to develop it in any way?
No, I'm really bad with that voice.
And that's just how it's been all the time?
Yeah, from the start it's been that way. So. So you never stopped my practice and developed to that. From start singing, it was like that.
Did you write all your songs?
Yeah.
So tell me about Ring the Alarm, because that is the biggest thing happening over here at the moment.
Ring the Alarm.
Yeah, how did that all start?
Well, it was a 4-song class in Jamaica, right? With youth promotion, Chamins, and Arrows International, and Black Scorpio. At that time, I was singing under sound system. Mm. Youth promotion was my sound, defending youth promotion in the competition, right? So, through the competition, there are 3 songs, they must get enough people to cheer for them, and yeah, and is that not, they never start cheering for youth promotion yet, so I said, alright. We can't make them 3 songs come get out our song and win the competition. We have to win, so we just go backstage now and start thinking up a quick idea and start thinking up. So I said, alright, 4 big sounds in a 1 big lawn, promotion a play, the other 3 keep calm. 4 big sounds in a 1 big lawn, you would promotion a play, the other 3 keep calm, so ring the alarm. I said, alright, I'm going to go on stage, I'm going to find the rest on stage. And watch the sound man a tremble, watch the sound man a pray, you know, and I sing it, and from sing it, promotion, the crowd will start cheer for youth promotion, and youth promotion end up to be the winner, yes, in the contest, right? I'm going to go home that night and get a pen and a paper and write the song the same night. Write in some more proper words, add to that and make a song and then rehearse it, practice it, and the saga that rhythm and go to the studio and record.
And it became international hit now.
Internationally.
Yeah, it's big. Did you expect it to be that big? I mean,
Yeah, man. Expect it to be big, big. I mean, no, you know, Maril, from the start, I'm really sort of people, I'm really.
Who's the nation? Yeah. With version. Well, I know the one of them sisters, why them leave the room? But dedicate it to all the low time ragamuffin Batman them. Say, Bunty Hunter, hey, I'm Mrs. Gabba Bandy. Don, I'm Mrs. Gabba Bandy. Tim, promotion sound it and play. Hey, Kaniki ranking DJ. I said, no matter what wicked man do and say, now dig me so well and dig me so sister, like you never before. I ain't a professional but no amateur. Living from my mouth just a come on galore. And every time we chat the people ball off me more. Can I teach you the law? This can't bad and bad. I say promotion and play. Bim, cause super cat a DJ. Lord, and daddy made your DJ. Oh, color man, him a DJ. Lord, and daddy hands him a DJ. And me say my Nicky Ronco DJ. Cause me say I'm fight, you know him today. Me say Junior really know him today. But I say play, brother, play. I say no matter what the wicked man to do and say. Cause Satan could have never lead I and I go astray. Well, you see, I say I know. I show the one style. Well, pop out and I'm fashion. Say it. Well, Trey Long. Well, you call a man called Super Cat and pattern. Him say put it on back. Only come to studio one business, we love it to them. No customer you like Junior really sense to me now when I carry a seed. Man called Gallon and Pint, no matter how we might have Pint. What's the matter? Question the question, man called Ace. Man called Dirty, the man called Popa Twitch. Request to our Spangler's eyes. Baby girl, even when I see you keep Buddha, be down on me. Some kind of promotion if you want the Iowa. But your love is have a hold on me. Girl, you love it, I'm a hold on me. But I'm talking about you love it, I'm a hold on me. But I love you to my heart, but I could never part. You my promotion, go fit on me dance on. I'm a daddy cat, I say me, come here, big on talk. And you love, I say you love. Girl, you love it, I'm a hold on me. Sister, you love it, I'm a hold on me. Boo! I say me walk from Kingston and go to country. 1,000 drink, girl, I fall on back of me. Hey, Mr. Cat, you want the DJ daddy? Your face should have come on the color TV. Your name have a ring up on TBC. You love it, have a hold on me. I say you love it, have a hold on me. I left the Banton and Dirty Harry. Half Point and Junior Reader sing with me. Them your kind of singer in a category. Them your kind of singer coming, I sense you when up here in a seat. Them your kind of singer come to jam up the scene. Half my come sing with me. I need a lover with a slow way. Black.
Give me some love, either tonight. Love, either tonight, make me feel alright. I need a lover with a slow wind. I need a lover with an easy touch. There comes and goes with an easy rush. Just some love, either tonight.
Well, a big request to the man called Junior Reed. Metro. Yeah.
Give me the grass, give me the grass, Lord, give me the real thing. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Give me the grass, give me the grass, Lord, give me the real thing. Oh, oh, yeah. Don't
I up on my selector. Most of them singing, them love things rough, man, so give them it again, man. And now I'm feeling the vibes still, look, I can't even hear myself loud and clear. But I do it warm and easy, steady. Me there. Give me the grass, give me the grass, Lord, give me the real thing. Oh, yeah, yeah. Give me the grass, give me the grass, Lord, give me the real thing. Oh, we don't need no cocaine, cause it'll mess up our brain. Oh, Lord, I need to stick with the needle. Sooner or later, I might make quick cripple. So, oh, oh, give me the grass, give me the grass, Lord, give me the real thing. Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. Give me the grass, give me the grass, Lord, give me the real thing. Whoa, whoa. Because the officer, the one that sent to me, yeah. Smoking out the dance. Cause every time he pass, I can smell it, boy. But say it make him yawn. Instead of sense of me, that is not good for the brain. No, officer, everyone is not the same. No need coming to me with your complaints. For sense of the smoke again. So, oh, oh, give me the glass, give me the glass, Lord, give me the real thing, cat. Oh, you love it, I'm a hole on me. Love it, I'm a hole on me. Man calls Peter, mention the man call Dicky Ronkin, the man call Dotty, the man call Poop and Twitch. Play by the king for them Zala, bring. Play by the most of the day one day. Man called Stitch of the Icewood Tower. Now with the man called Dicky Ronkin, the man called Junior Reed. Man called Alpha and the man called Peter Mitchell. Me love you to me, heart and soul. You know. Still you. So the man said, so I'm pleasant about the field away. But I said about the king to me, love you so me, say, every hour. Love you to me, heart and soul. That I may love you to me, heart and soul. Boom! I say, me love you and me must control. But I tell you, say, me love you and me must control. Out of mercy. Play by the king, so the man feel away. So for you, my promise, the international famous, the passion. Love you, and I love you so me say. But me love you to me heart and soul. It a mention love you to me heart and soul. Take care of can love you to me heart and soul. Mr. Captain love you to me heart and soul. Boom! Me say me love you and me must control. Young girl me love you and me must control. No worship, no diamond and no silver and no gold. Hold the microphone and make the gold time roll. Come in love you to me heart and soul. Bim! But me say wait a little longer, cause me love is getting stronger. But me say get me man as an actor. They want Peter Mitchell, him an entertainer. They want Khan Justice, him and the selector. Me say special with Crystal Witch and every lover. I'm sick of Peter Mitchell in a style.
Yes, super cat, that's one tight scene. Come into the song with them here, vibe.
Yeah!
Second, you have a bowl up, you like color man. Big, man like Alan Bobby. Rule boy, yeah. The man that's a color man.
Click, click, picture check.
Yeah! Man like Guardians. Booga man at the Godfather, the boy, you see? Hey, this is the song of Thought and Power. Whoa! This is the song, same old song.
It sound like a number one. Click, click, picture text. Click, click, you soon see yourself on video set.
What type Monty Heights, lovely night. Whoa, Black A T, Donna P, big scene, big around. This is the song, same old song. Whoa, this is the song of the old time proverbs. Whoa, yes, this is the song of the old time proverbs. Hey, hey, a water walk our pumpkin belly. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Say whatever you want, you gotta work every other day, day. Whatever you want.
She said, I've gotta work very hard to gain, gain, to gain, gain. I really gotta work very hard to gain. So, oh, pick me walk over sexy girl belly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm going to say Peter Mitchell. What I bring in the next thing I know? You near me, I'm a bowler. I'm little and small, you see. Here are you, Tampais. Come in here, I'm a bowler.
Me and I'm a parting. Me and I'm a parting. Yeah, me bowler keep on singing. Hear me now. Yeah. And I'm a parting. Me and I'm a parting. And I'm a parting. Me and I'm a. And I'm full of telling me, and I'm a fatting. And I'm a fatting, me, and I'm a. No upper rapper, Christian, from a promotion come from. Put it fan, talk, not fan, minivan. Everywhere we go, gentlemen, they call with it, and because we go in any town, I catch up any man, woman, yeah. And I'm a fatting, me, and I'm a fatting. And I'm a fatting, me, and I'm a. And I'm a take a minivan, I go a Clarendon. Fuck a fatting, and I'm a spam. Someone made the life a shine. She asked my man if she could touch the land. Me look for her good and then me grab her body and yeah. And I'm a parting, me and I'm a parting. And I'm a parting, me and I'm a.
Yes, Mr. Bowler, seeing all tight you. Now enough singer coming, you know. You know what coming now? A man named Junior Reed, seeing? So Junior Reed is coming soon.
Now you know we call him Sense Mina without seed. Better breed. Now come in, better breed, Sense Mina without seed.
Whoa, hey. Say it's a shame, it's a shame. I'm feeling pain, whoa. Now Mr. Babylon release the chain, but them I use them brain, whoa.
All up, pull up a selector.
All up, pull up on. What are you like, Junior Reed? A man like you must live in Jamaica. You must live in France, still
I now you like you should have sit on Pam Moon. A rocking tree, make angel funny with eagles feather, man.
Whoa, say this enough niceness, whoa. Say this enough niceness, whoa.
Enough niceness.
Say I'm fighting at the area. Say that enough niceness, whoa. Say sugar mine at the Godfather. Say that enough niceness, whoa. Say reggae music don't computerize. Say reggae music don't computerize. It don't computerize, whoa. Computerize, whoa, boy. Say wait for it with the slanty. Watch tenor with the pumpkin. Watch sugar man at your man of that's a computerize. Say that's a computerize. Whoa, whoa. So what do we say? What do we do? What do we try? Keep the pipe. Funky phrase to the most high. That man is still a singer. Music on computerize.
I don't pull. Let it up low. And this is Junior Reed from the Ganja breed. The singing breed.
Yo, yo. Easy tenor song. Oh, 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 take the red bridge, me reach a Jew's land. Take Spanish stone road, me reach a pain land. But I want no bus, no cam, but I want no blessed minivan. But I want no bus, no cam, but I want no blessed minivan. Me poor man, transportation, whoa, whoa. Say you promotion, a nice up the session. Nice it in a computerized. Sugar mine, it in a computerized, whoa.
Yes, my nephew, that's how we do it. Them youth and a skin up, see. Well, big request to every massive, see, no partial, see. The van, the school, see. Them juice there, wicked, see. And I do this today, them, see. No feel no way.
Boy, we catch them right in the street. Boy, we catch them right in the street. Watch it, policeman in the jeep. Some bad boy from the corner.
Yes, sugar, my not. Man like you, I sing from after 3 o'clock was a watch. I'm from work yard was a flower spot. Come in, so.
Go see the old God. Wait already. I'm long time. The school here cool now. Long shirt, you go on, I'm a top. Let go. Second.
Don't set them right in the street. where we treat them right in the street. Watch it, policeman in the jeep. A bad boy from the corner. A bad boy from the corner.
Take it down low. This is the chief of staff. F Nuff Young Car.
Yo, 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 yo. Well, 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 oh, well, it's the Junior Reed. So Junior Reed smash them. Well, I send a car next, see? I said speed. Can't stop it. Well, I wear one, see? Feel no way. Them perfume here, yeah. You got them cleaning up the corner. Them searching from yard to yard, sir. I hope them don't look under me sailor. And then them gonna go find the sense in ya. And swim me coconut chalwa. Say, I man up me mouse, and I man up me peep love. Get them a trip while you're on the road in a jeep. Say, I man up me mouse, and I man up me peep love. Them just a trip while you're on the road in a jeep. What? Well, we check them right in the street. Well, we check them right in the street. The policeman in a jeep. The bag wipe on the car.
Yes, sugar mine up a class super cat in a roll away, but the Aryan. Oh, enough soup not a year. Yeah, yeah, wait. I'm gonna let have a commercial before I touch down.
Well, let's have a commercial for your free marshal.
Well, see the girl then. You have to give him a commercial, you know. See? Yeah. 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 We don't want no tired body, we don't want no tired body. Tired body, we don't want no tired body. Hey, tired body, we don't want no tired body. Tired body, we don't want no tired body. We don't want no dash a belly, we don't want them dash a belly. Hey, dash a belly, some girl not dash a belly. But they lovely and passy, them not dash a belly. Stand firm, passy, them not dash a belly. Spanglass, passel, them not dash a belly. God see them whoop and them turn it in a tube. How many man has a super cat, don't you? What are we doing?
Well, Metro, all them pull up. Well, Metro, you ask a dash of belly. You believe we're not glad for that? We can't tell the girl that we are dash of belly, because you know what? I tell them we are going. Second Peter, Metro. Woo! Play by the keeper, love celebrate. Oh baby, walk over young girl belly. Boom! Oh baby, walk over young girl belly. Hey. Oh baby, walk over young girl belly. You better ask them and them who are going like jockey. Boom! Ask them and them who are going like jockey. Pull up me selector, me a go run the party. I ain't miss a cat, me in a style and fashion. You better pull up selector, we in a combination. One Peter Metro, miss a cat, the Indian car. Oh baby, walk over young girl belly. Boom! Oh baby, walk over young girl belly. Belly. Oh, ask me that, me say that for part twitchy.
Ask them and then when you go like jockey, and ask them and then when you flash like puppy, and ask them and then when you go like puppy.
Beverly and Paul, sister, they ma fight over me.
Shirley and Susie, cause them a rush poopa twitchy.
Then the one and she just a mad over me.
And the lovely and passy is encouraging me.
I ain't miss a cat, I have your DJ daddy.
Trust it in the air, me say me and see.
Want you to know me, I'm the authority.
We don't want no rev out body, we don't want no rev out body. Rev out body, we don't want no rev out body.
We love the sexy body, we love the sexy body.
We don't want no tired body, we don't want no tired body.
You better hide your face if you know it's ugly.
But the girl at 20, she look like 30. The girl at 30, she look like 40. The girl at 40, she look like 50.
You better put up your one with the sexy body.
But the lovely and massive, they're not tired. Body.
And I'm getting in a fashion and style.
But it's one glass, my sister, not tired body. Ain't gonna put them, make them baby empty. Lord, put back with you, what did he change on me? Flush it in a year, you know, flush it in a